This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon, good evening, and good morning, Power Hour Nation, wherever, whenever you are listening. So good to be with you. Welcome. It is 6/11/2018. I am Daniel Brigman, the host of the Power Hour radio show, often imitated, never duplicated. And you're in the right place, ladies and gentlemen. And what a guest we have for you today, Steve Quayle. He's taking some time off from chasing Giebers and that kind of thing. If you know what those are, you know exactly who Steve Quayle is for sure, because he is world-renowned for his alien research, archaeology research, all over the world, South America, just what have you. Today we're probably going to be talking a little bit about Mars off the planet. Pretty interesting. He'll be here in about a half hour. If you have an email, if you have a question for him, if you want to email, go ahead and email support@powerhournation.com. support@powerhournation.com. Just put in the subject, you know, question for Steve or something like that. Before we get to Steve, we have certainly a busy news day. The story of the day, maybe the story of the year. We don't know. We shall see. Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un are to meet alone at the Singapore summit. The planes have landed. Dennis Rodman supposedly is there. Kim Jong's sister is there. I guess the relatives that he hasn't had executed are there. The media is going crazy. Robert De Niro yesterday on the Tony Awards just went full on, I don't know what you call it, Howard Stern? I don't know. He dropped the F-bomb a couple times right on live TV at the Tony Awards. They gave him a standing ovation about Trump. Mainstream media, what used to be corporate media, I call it. It's not mainstream at all. America doesn't believe CNN anymore. They're going absolutely bonkers. They're trying everything they can, you know, saying Trump beats his wife, saying Trump is this, Trump is that. He's the result of us being bad Americans. That's why we have him. The PR stunt. Focus, whatever you want to call it, around this time, now that Trump is meeting with Kim, it's unbelievable to behold. Somebody does not want this to be successful. Somebody wants the attention off this. I mean, you're almost forced, as you look at this, whether you like Trump or not, if you know the deep state, if you know corporate media, what their aims are, I mean, you could be on the fence undecided, but know the deep state and look at the signposts and say, my gosh, this guy must be like a saint. The way they're attacking him. I think this is a big deal. The signpost, as Joel Skousen said, what is North Korea going to give up? Is this going to be a lengthy time? Ron Paul made the argument about Reagan and Gorbachev. The first meeting seemed to be a failure. And then they came back later on, and then there was great progress. So what will be done this time? Will it lead to something else? What will North Korea give up as far as nuclearization? Of course, they want some assurances. They don't want to get Gaddafi'd. You know, Hillary Clinton, we came, we saw, he died. Because Gaddafi did whatever America asked him to do as far as the nuclear program and many things, and they still killed him. So Kim Jong-un, you have to sympathize with the guy at some level. He can't exactly put down his gun. But at the same meaning as nuclear weapons, because that's his only force, really, and his relationship with China. When it's all said and done, they've made several overt threats to America, whether they're meaningless or not, they're making them. It's like somebody going in your yard and waving a gun around telling you that they're going to shoot your dog and then your children. At some point, you have to do something. So something is getting done. Will it be a good thing? We shall see. This is the big story, certainly, of this month, maybe the year, like I said. Moving east from North Korea. I guess it's all the way around the world, so I guess it doesn't matter. Moving west, really. Erdogan predicts war between the cross and the crescent, meaning Christians and Muslims, over Austria mosque closures. There's a big rift between Austria. There's a lot of Turkish Muslims in Austria. And recently, some of these Turkish Muslims in Austria have been calling for the overthrow of the Austrian government. So Austria wants to throw all the Muslims out and close these mosques and throw out some of these imams. Certainly understandable. Erdogan doesn't exactly like that, and he predicts a war. Well, great. That's exactly what we need to hear. Sweden, the push for a cashless society, Sweden is trying to halt this with a new law proposed by one of their lawmakers. A committee of Swedish lawmakers wants to force the country's biggest banks to handle cash in an effort to halt this march towards complete cashlessness. Parliament's Riksbank Committee, which is in process of reviewing the central bank law, proposed making it mandatory for banks to offer cash withdrawals and handle daily receipts. I think this is, for those who don't want a cashless society, I think this is a very good thing, a good sign, because Sweden was moving very rapidly, much like India, maybe even more so, I don't know. You may have heard the back and forth, a lot going on. G7, Trump wants to make it to G8. Let's have Russia back in. Let's get Russia part of the discussion. So what does corporate media say? Well, Putin must have something on Trump. I mean, it's just whatever he's doing. Can we just get along? I mean, really? How can you have a G7 or a G8 and not have Russia involved in it? It's just ridiculous. And Russia is the key point, but because where are they going to trade if they don't trade with America? You want prosperity for all. You want the world to blossom. You want capitalism to explode. Okay. Russia's you're gonna put them in a box and force them to go to China. That's what you're gonna do. Why doesn't America trade with Russia? Why don't we have a good relationship and kind of sever that alliance that's going on there? They much rather be partners with America, at least if we're gonna deal with them on a good level, wouldn't they? Well, Trump, on the other side of that, Trump has slammed Canada and Trudeau anew from Singapore. Of course, Trudeau says that America is unreasonable and won't be bullied. We won't be bullied by the Americans. You mean that we want free trade? It seems like America's the ones been getting bullied on free trade, or we're just too stupid to do anything about it. Whatever they tell you, ladies and gentlemen, have you seen the figures? Have you really looked at this? I mean, like China. They'll tax one of our cars 25-30% by the time it makes. It might be double in some areas. Okay, we tax theirs like 2%. Canada, some of our dairy goods, the farmers, that's what Trump is tweeting about. These farmers are getting hurt, this back and forth, because they have almost no tariffs, and we'll have 200% tariffs on some of our dairy goods and farm products. You know, I don't know. These people say with a straight face, they think that the world is stupid. And one thing that Trump has done, you know, a couple things. He's pointed a finger at fake news, corporate media, CNN especially. They're killing. CNN is persona non grata. They are walking dead because America doesn't trust them anymore. And when a news organization is not trusted anymore, then what do they have? Nothing. It's just a matter of time. But another thing is the simplicity with which all these issues, he's broken them down to a simple level, these trade issues. Look, here's the trade issues. Here's what the tariffs are, blah, blah, blah. We're getting hosed here. And America's starting to get this. But the politicians like Trudeau and Europe and the alliance there, Merkel, whatever, they think you don't know that anymore. And they keep going on like, Americans are so mean, they're going to start a trade war. We're in a war, and we're now just coming off the canvas and exercising our might. We're like the 500-pound gorilla that went to sleep. Our economy is they need us more than we need them, ladies and gentlemen. And that's a fact. So we shall see. Now, I don't know how to preface the story. I'll just say it. Transgender boys dominate high school girls in state track meet. Now, if you were in third place, just so you know, state 100 meters women's track meet in Connecticut high school. First and second place went to two boys who said they are women. You know, last year they competed at women, this year as women or girls. This year they're competing as, I mean, boys. See how confusing this is? You get my point. Last year they were competing in 100 meters as boys. This year they're now girls or women. The third place person is a woman who lost the race. And they asked her about it. She said, well, I'm just glad that they're happy that they can do what they want. Are you for real? If that was me and I worked my butt off and got third place and two boys beat me and I was a girl, you put the microphone in front of me and see what I say. Connecticut, when the athletic representatives were pressed on this issue, said, well, if you want to have transgenders race, why don't you have a separate category so they can just race themselves? And they said, no, that would be discrimination under Title IX. That would be gender discrimination. Okay. She said, in Connecticut, gender is gender identity. That was her words. Gender is gender identity. So if you say you're a girl, then you're a girl. That's simple. That happened in Connecticut over the weekend. A new U.S. history textbook smears Trump and really the supporters, saying, quote, not very hidden racism connected with a significant number of voters. Basically, this book says that it's racism that got Trump elected. I mean, it's a whole thing. You can see the story at thepowerhour.com. The extent, I don't have a poster of Trump on my wall, but everything I'm seeing, I'm forced to defend the guy. My gosh. It's crazy. Chick-fil-A. Do you like Chick-fil-A? My children love Chick-fil-A. They like that little playground that's in it. Well, the Twitter CEO, he posted a tweet about buying something at Chick-fil-A and demonstrating a coupon or something. Well, he was shamed for eating at Chick-fil-A over owner's LGBT views, expresses regret. So he apologized. You remember the last time the gay lobby attacked Chick-fil-A? And I said, we got to have a boycott day. Remember, that was the busiest day in Chick-fil-A's history. Remember that? That may be what happens again. You can't support Chick-fil-A anymore? You can't say you like Chick-fil-A? Pretty interesting. A lock of Custer's hair. Custer, you know, the one that got gunned down by the Indians who were tired of the nonsense that was going on. You remember him, Custer's last stand? Sign of arrogance of American Western movement in the face of Indians, Native Americans. Lock of Custer's hair is sold at auction. Guess how much? One lock of Custer's hair. $12,000. Wow. $12,000. Robert De Niro, like I mentioned, he throws F-bombs at Trump during the Tony Awards. He gets a standing ovation. This is why entertainment... I'll probably have to talk about this on the other side. I'm coming on a break. But the NFL, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles wouldn't come to the White House, supposedly from Kellyanne Conway. They wanted to stipulate that they could sit down with Trump and air their grievances and see what they wanted to complain about or wanted Trump to fix, and for them to attend the meeting, the celebration of their Super Bowl victory. Trump said, great, great idea, fantastic. We can meet, let's talk about it. And he went further and said, if you have somebody that you know of that's in jail, wrongly put there, some injustice has been done, you let me know, my people will look at it, and we'll pardon them or we'll get them out of jail. That's what he said. And Philadelphia Eagles said, no, we don't want it. See, they just want to complain. They don't want solutions. You see? And Trump is brilliant what he did, and I really think he would do that. I mean, he's already pardoned that grandmother and Jack Johnson. I mean, he'll if injustice is being done and it's brought to his attention, he'll do something about it. Hopefully now there's a petition for the Hammonds. Remember the Hammonds up in Oregon? To pardon them. Remember they started the fire that got the Bundys involved and they put them in jail? You know, the whole rigmarole. And insane. This is the disconnect with media and sports right now in America. They don't have our hearts. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
New Manna, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. New Manna is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. New Manna is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. New Manna's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to newmanna.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. New Manna, food storage you'll love to eat.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. We have Steve Quayle coming up in about 10 minutes or so. And if you have any questions, support at powerhournation.com. Questions for Steve. And sure, we're going to talk about some interesting things. You can be sure of that. YouTube, we're not alone here at the Power Hour. YouTube terminates channel of firearms parts retailer. Just talking about, look, here's the different parts. Here's this 80-year-old gun supply company reached out to followers on social media. Brownell is the name of the company, asking people to contact Google. Here's a number that they gave, and you can also give it for us, because they canceled our account. They just shut it down. Shut it down. It was, I don't even want to get into it. I'm trying to have a good day today. But the number for you to complain, and your voice matters, please call them. Maybe write this number down. 650-253-0000. 650-253-0000. Option 5 is for YouTube, and then you can message them. I'm sure you got to leave a message or something like that. 650-253-0000. Option 5 for YouTube. Google owns YouTube now. Yeah, you knew all that. And Google is also banning AdWords like gun grips, scopes, and sights. They're trying to create a post-armament, post-gun America, really world, and that's not cool. Eruption. 1 week after the volcanic eruption left at least 110 dead in Guatemala, families face an agonizing wait at the morgue looking for these buried bodies. A week later in Guatemala, not only is Hawaii under volcanic disaster, but other areas of the world, too. It leads to economic collapse. Michael Snyder, Earth's crust is in turmoil. All-time record, 500 earthquakes hit the Big Island as rivers of lava pour out volcanoes in Hawaii and Guatemala. Bookmark this, 150 ways to take back your privacy from the evil gatekeepers. This is from Thomas DeShow. You can get this at thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com. You can see the article. Facebook and Google, they're having a heyday selling your browsing habits. The truth is, that's really how these companies make their money. In case you didn't know, as soon as you connect to the internet and visit your favorite site, you're virtually getting raped by hundreds of corporate vampires who want to suck every last bit of personal information out of you. Luckily, there's a way to stop it. You don't have to get off the internet, but what you need to do is start taking your privacy seriously. Listed below are 150 great tools, so you can check that out at the website, thepowerhour.com. Researcher shows how phone ads based on Researchers show how phone shows ads based on conversations it hears. Have you had the feeling that you've been talking about your dog or what have you, or, you know, curtains or what have you on your phone, and then all of a sudden are on your computer, and then all of a sudden ads for curtains come up or dog food or what have you? Have you felt like that and like, wow, that's weird? Well, that is what's happening. Researchers are now showing that. They're proving that. They're listening. And then when they hear buzzwords, then they'll put ads in your face. I mean, enough said about that. William Binney detailed all of this. Now it's to the new level where the consumer, now they have a financial interest in it, not just control interest, financial interest, which is even more. It's even a bigger interest because it's both financial and control. Dandelion jelly, an easy flower jelly recipe with less sugar in the gardening section of the news today. Black tea may be good for your heart health and gut flora and more. That's from Mercola. Tea is one of the most widely consumed beverages in the world. And so some of them may be good for your heart health. I know green teas has so many proven benefits. Country Time stands up to arcane laws against kids. Lemonade stands, you know, Country Time Lemonade, popular lemonade brand from Kraft, is taking a stand for lemonade stands and pledging to help kids cover the cost of city permits when young children end up getting their lemonade stands shut down and fined. Well, good for you, Heinz, and I appreciate your organic ketchup that's in Walmart now, too, so that's very good on you. You see that pit bull that saved his family, alerted them to the fire? Hero pup pit bull tries to save baby from house fire by carrying her by the diaper. I mean, not only did the pit bull wake up the parents, the dog grabbed the diaper of the baby, started dragging her out of the house as the fire was going on. Totally woke up the family, totally got everybody out, an absolute hero. A big case, important case in the Supreme Court in Ohio. The Supreme Court has now ruled 5-4. Ohio can get rid of unused voter registration. So there's tons of voters on their voter registration rolls that they haven't voted for decades, you know, years, whatever. I don't know what the limit they're putting on it is, but they're now allowed, their law is standing that they can wipe those off the books. This is good because then you don't have dead people voting or unused voter. You see, it's what they're already registered. This huge mass of people who never vote in elections is just sitting there. Well, now Ohio can get rid of them. Might be tempting for some algorithm or some party or whatever to use them for the benefit. Just ask James McCanny, the voting records. Yeah. There's the news, at least a quick snippet of it. So glad that you're here listening to Power Hour. On the other side, the one and only Steve Quayle. Thank you.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
As we wind down the hours before President Trump will meet in Singapore with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said the goal of the summit remains the same.
As the President said on Saturday, This is truly a mission of peace.
The FCC's repeal of net neutrality rules, which had required internet service providers to offer equal access to all web content, took effect today. One of the big concerns regarding this repeal was what would happen to folks in rural areas. Well, Ajit Pai joined Fox News to talk about that issue.
This is our number one issue, closing the digital divide. I come from rural Kansas, a part of the state that is too often on the wrong side of that divide. We're improving more satellite companies and wireless companies to innovate and invest. We're getting some of the fixed broadband companies to invest more in rural areas in particular. I'm really excited about the future. It's obviously not where we want it right now, but in the time to come, we're going to see better internet access for people, especially in rural areas.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zysol, quite wise. Zysol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zysol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Our next guest needs very little introduction. Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com, Q-U-A-Y-L-E. You go there, you're in for some information and maybe an education also. He's been all over the world looking at archaeological resources, looking at passed down traditions, especially Indian tribes of different things. Just the information is fantastic. Steve has such a pulse and such a perspective. We're very glad to have him on. Terminated is his new book. We'll talk a little bit about that and the new Gen 6 conference coming up. All that and more. Steve, welcome to the Power Hour.
Well, thank you, Daniel, and what a great day to be on, because so many events are happening in the world, and I'm going to take a little different tack than the geopolitics, and we're going to talk about the volcano. volcanoes going up, because one of the things that I'm on record as saying almost 25 years ago when I started on talk radio, first as a guest and then as a host, was the fact that when the volcanoes of the world, the major volcanoes of the world, came active at the same time, I felt like the Lord gave me a word, and people can try this word, because this is the first last couple years when this has been happening, that that would be a sign that the tribulation is going to begin. Now, that tribulation is a period that Jesus spoke about on earth, and there are people that will argue 7 years, 3.5 years, whatever. In essence, it's bad either way. And, you know, we're watching right now Kilauea go off, and it's emitting a massive amount of sulfur in the upper atmosphere, ash, pumice, aerosols, not to mention magma. But I think people need to go back to Mount Tambora, very interesting volcanic explosion, because it took place in 1815. And after the volcano that took place in Tambora in 1816, the northern hemisphere suffered a climatological disaster that resulted in famine, in which the northern hemisphere did not have a growing season at all, except in some very select areas. Now, why is this critical? Well, you've been in the food business, Daniel. I've been in the food business, and people still don't equate to what has to happen for even a grain of wheat to be transported, to get processed, to be put into cereal or whatever, bread, you name it. The grains, the meats, it's all the same. It's all dependent upon transportation. But Tambora was such a huge explosion. It was the largest volcanic explosion ever observed in recorded history. Now, there were bigger volcanic explosions, and they can tell by the depth of the ash and all sorts of other, measurements of different chemicals in the soil, etc. But this one, the Mount Tambora erupted, was in, 1815, and it sent ash almost 142,000 feet into the air. Now, why this is critical is I believe we're seeing the beginning. Yeah, 142,000, I'm sorry, not miles, 142,000 feet in the air. It went up about 27 miles. The thing we're seeing right now in Kilauea and what we've seen in Mount Pinatubo, most people need to be, I guess, given an education on that volcanic ash basically recirculates in the upper atmosphere, and it obscures the sun. When you take the volcanic ash and the ramifications of all that ash going to the upper atmosphere and shielding the sun, then you mix it in with geoengineering and the steering of the Gulf Stream and of all the different, if you will, rivers in the upper atmosphere, we've got a recipe, pun intended, for disaster that, quite candidly, very few people are even beginning to put two and two together. The only time that becomes an important basic math question is when you go to the supermarket, grocery store, whatever, and what you bought last week is doubled in price. And there's literally a situation going on in different parts of the country with different foods and staples where that's happening to us this day. So I think it's problematic that people need to start understanding that we're not talking just one volcano going off, i.e. Kilauea. We're not just talking about a couple volcanoes going off. But right now, in different phases of activity, there's between 50 and 60 volcanoes. That does not count right now, the underwater seamounts. When you hear a seamount volcano, that's under the ocean, and also under the ice in Antarctica, which has about 100 volcanoes just in the Antarctic alone. So it's my contention that we're going to see a major uptick in prices of food. And remember, one of the most famous United Nations spokespeople made the statement that food is a weapon. And they basically, I'll bring it to the bottom line, they decide who lives and who dies. Well, that may seem like nothing to people in America that can still go down to whatever their favorite supermarket is, but as the growing season diminishes, that means obviously the transportation required to bring those different staples to the market also slows down, unless you've got bitters in the international community bidding way more for the foodstuffs grown and raised in America than the Americans can pay themselves, i.e. you could see that taking place with China. You could see it taking place with some of the bigger nations in Eastern Europe. So they who have the money end up with the food. And this is why it's critical that we discuss this on the Power Hour, because just as a statement, knowledge is power. You cannot do any, let's just face it, activity comes to a standstill when the calories are cut off.
Let me ask you a couple questions. That's a real good point, literally. Last week, this is kind of ironic, good fortune, I guess, we had Dane Wigington on talking about geoengineering, climate engineering, chemtrails, and also, so question one, what do you know about Dane's research and how does the volcanoes fit in with that, the ash? And then two, it seems like the Ring of Fire is literally on fire right now. Do we know of anything that's sparking this all of a sudden, or is this what?
Well, yeah, and a couple different questions, and I'll try and do them in order, but if I get out of order, just bring me back. Dane is probably one of the, I would say this, he's probably one of the most brilliant men I know, and that's not flattery. He truly is. He has put everything that he consists of, all that he owns, all that he believes on the line to try and get people to understand the danger of geoengineering and chemtrails. And for the record, for your listeners, maybe some of them even remember this 20-some years ago, but I was a guy that brought chemtrails to the public's attention and talking about it in my book, Weather Wars and Unnatural Disasters. So the weather modification is a fact or a feat that's been accomplished. You can go look up We Own the Weather 2025 by the U.S. Air Force, and you'll find out that that's already, again, that's been in motion and been underway for literally decades. Dane is warning people of what really is at the nexus, that if they don't understand chemtrail and geoengineering, I'll call it something maybe Dane would agree with, but I'll be a little more blunt. It is the determined extinction of the human race by literally putting the planet into such a disgraceful state that they can pretty much decide who lives, who dies. Let me give you another example of that statement. Fukushima was an initiated event. It was not just a happenstance event. Even today, I think a lot of people have seen Michio Kaku's, the famous physicist's statement on Fukushima was an extinction-level event. In the intelligence community, they call those ELVE, as in ELE. And I'm talking today about the very events that we used to only put forth into the future, Daniel, happening now. And so, you know, it was just like in the food business. Prior to Y2K, the food was a lot purer and a lot safer, not organic. I'm just talking general food. And then after the ensuing years, everything started getting more, if you will, exposed to Roundup, hazardous chemicals, and also what I would call binary formulas being sprayed in the atmosphere, meaning particle A sprayed at a certain given time based on the knowledge that that particle stay in the air, recirculate throughout the atmosphere, let's say two times, then they add particle B. So we're being exposed to some of the most horrific human experiments that I can tell you this. People do not even look up the skies, and the majority of them, if it was true almost 15 years ago, it's even true more. They say, oh, those are just contrails. Contrails are condensation. They go away. Chemtrails are what people see in the sky, and then they see the checkerboard pattern. And any pilot knows that when you're flying east to west, you've got altitude restrictions flying, you know, the opposite. You know, you've got to be higher one route, lower the other, and you can't play chicken in the air. Yet we've seen everything from tic-tac-toe to initials to, you know, obscene images. The point being, Daniel, is that this is not condensation trails. This is the, in my opinion, this is a chemical attack upon the global population with only one purpose in mind, and that is the destruction of mankind. Now, that's as blunt as I know how to be. Dane lays it out very systematically, very orderly. God bless you, Dane. And absolutely has done his research. I don't know if you've seen it, Daniel, but there are hundreds of weather control patents. Are you familiar with that? Hundreds.
Oh, absolutely. Hold that thought right there, Steve. Hold that thought. We're to the break. On the other side, we're going to continue with this, of course. His new book is terminated, and we'll get to the genesis of that. I got to give Steve a lot of credit. Steve has been on this a lot of years, decades, and now it's here, ladies and gentlemen. It's right here. Stay tuned. We're talking to the one and only Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Stay tuned.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
You know, know, do you remember the first Batman movie with, was it Michael Douglas? Remember he talked about the binary formulas and they combined one thing. It wasn't one thing, it was one thing combined with A, combined with B, combined with C, and that caused the pandemic, that caused the disaster. That's what Steve is talking about. He's been talking about this a long time. A lot of credit goes to him for so many things, and this is one of them. That's why you're world-renowned. That's why you're world-famous, Steve.
Well, I think, you know, and I want to share this. I'm grateful to the living God that I've been able to be a quarter century ahead of people, especially. And now, look, I'm not claiming brilliance. I'm not claiming anything except I was available, and this was my, you know, area of interest. And Daniel, trying to tell people 25 years ago what the headlines are today was really tough. You know, obviously I've got my mockers, my scorners, detractors. And the thing that is interesting, they never have a track record on anything. So, you know, when after I think I'm on 11 or 12 book now and massive amount of research, I really have dedicated. I've been at this now for two-thirds of my life, okay? That's a long time. So I tell people it's the area of interest. And one of the things that I think that people need to understand is that a good example of that was when I started writing about the Antarctica. And this will bring us to Mars, which will bring us to the volcanoes on Earth, vice versa. When I started writing about Antarctica, I've known about a lot of events taking place in Antarctica for the past 2.5 decades by people that are, let's say this, not in the headlines, but are very well under the ice or under the earth or above the earth, and even to the point of, I'll make the statement, the announcement that Mars is no big deal to be inhabited. Of course it isn't. It has been for decades. Now, I want to share something with people. When I make statements like that, they say, oh, quails into aliens, quails into this, quails into that. I think people should now finally figure it out that what we're having is soft disclosure on Mars. The building blocks for life have been found. Now they claim also that the Martian microbes may have been thrust into the landform prior to the ice in the Antarctic forming. And what's interesting, Daniel, as a student of ancient history, the ancients talked about Mars having an orbit more, pretty much almost like an oval shape than an elliptical shape, that it even came closer to the Earth. So I believe in a statement called astrocatastrophism, okay? It's Immanuel Velikovsky, who was not a Christian. He got laughed at because of all of the things he was proposing. And so, you know, he was talking about a catastrophic beginning and planets crashing, Roche's limit. Roche's limit simply means that two planetary bodies have a mathematical distance formula. If that decreases, the greater mass will destroy the lesser mass. All sorts of physics. But, you know, again, because it wasn't the official party line, he was laughed at. And now so much is coming back in. Professor Jim McCanney, I remember interviewing Jim McCanney almost maybe 15, 20 years ago on talk radio. We were talking about the electrical universe, a plasma discharge model, not the dirty snowball. So I think it's incredibly important that when people start to begin to look, that even Jesus said there's going to be signs in the sun, moon, and stars on Earth, men's hearts failing them for looking after those things coming on Earth. We've been dealing with Planet X, Nibiru, as some people call it, Gabriel's Fist, the 10th planet, all that stuff, and they deny it. They admit it first, then they deny it, then they kind of say, oh, it could be, but it's further out in the solar system, and now we've got events taking place on Earth, especially our planet, as well as electrical storms on Jupiter. We've got beyond normal activity. I believe that, Daniel, is being caused by the gravitational field and the physics forces of heavenly bodies coming into different gravitational orbits of the different planets and affecting everything on the planets, the different planets, from the electrical discharge model, i.e. the lightning storms on Jupiter, which have been recorded. We're seeing it on Earth now. We're seeing the volcanoes going off. And obviously, obviously the magnetic field of the Earth is changing. We're hearing that the magnetic poles has changed multiple times in history. And, you know, even when you get into ancient history and you get into Plato writing about Atlantis and describing that Solon, who is a very bright guy, and we're talking, you know, a couple hundred years BC here, he was being educated by the Egyptians, and they said to him point blank, Solon was a priest of Egypt, he said, look, when it comes to understanding cataclysms, I'm paraphrasing, okay, you Greeks are but children, for there have been many cataclysms and will be many more. So if I may have your permission, I'd like to go, I'd like to go to the parallels between Mars and the Earth, because it's really critical, Daniel, that people understand this. They're even openly talking about something interfered with Mars's orbit that stripped it of its atmosphere. Most people have heard the word terraforming, or they may have been familiar with the term biogenesis, which just simply means that if you can adjust, manipulate, or introduce an atmosphere into a planet where some of the similarities to Earth are very dramatic, then you can probably, quote-unquote, recreate life on other planets. And so why now? Everybody, it doesn't matter. The billionaires are all headed for space. And I think that's a pretty interesting situation, that they're totally interested in heading to space, whether it's Jeff Bezos or it's Elon Musk or whoever, talking about the only hope they have is to get off the planet. So I think it's probably at a good time. How long do we have before we go to a break?
We got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes before the break. You take it away. You're back. You're completely syncing with our guest that we had. And James McCanny, actually, ironically, 2 days from now, he's going to be on. So this is fantastic. You go wherever you want to go, Steve. I'm fascinated.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think this is critical because, look, when I wrote about, and just, you know, I'll wait to go into the similarities between Mars and Earth, and this is a big deal. This is on my radar screen. When they started talking about all the people going to the Antarctic and all the powerful religious people, the scientists, the politicals from Obama to Vladimir Putin to Kerry, you know, former Secretary of State, everybody's going down there for a reason. And during the I was on talk radio a lot talking about my book, you know, Empire Beneath the Ice, how the Nazis won World War III. And I'm sorry, World War II. I believe they'll probably be instigating World War III. And the point I was making during that time, I said, you watch, the entire headlines are going to shift. Now, this was 2 years ago, Daniel, to the whole idea of the Antarctic. And it's going to be tied between the microbes on Mars and the microbes in the Antarctic, but it's going to go beyond that. It's going to go to the, quote, aliens, the kind, you know, extraterrestrials terraforming the Earth and creating mankind. And that's where we're headed, and that's a categoric lie, okay? But that's what they're going to tell people.
There's the music. There's the music. Hold it right there, Steve. We got a long break here if you need to go to the bathroom or whatever. We'll come back in at 6 after. At the top of the hour. This is extremely important, ladies and gentlemen. He's about to describe it. It is the assault on mankind. ThePowerHour.com. Stay tuned.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? TheParamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at TheParamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.